School may be out for the summer, but as of today, for Brenda Caselius, it's just beginning. Caselius today begins the first day as the new superintendent of Boston Public Schools. Previously, she served as state commissioner of education in Minnesota. And Brenda Caselius joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. But how are you? Are you excited? Do you have sweaty palms?
Well, I'm very excited. I've been since 4:30 this morning. Couldn't sleep, so can't wait to get started.
What's the first order of business today?
Well, today I'll be meeting with my team and chief of staff. I've already been on the ground here in Boston, just been having a great time getting to know the city and getting to know all of the hopes and dreams for our children here in Boston.
Let's talk about a few issues. Boston city officials and the mayor want to change the physical shape of the district, in part by closing underattended or underperforming Boston schools and phasing out middle schools. What will you be looking at when determining when it's appropriate to close a school in Boston?
Well, I'm really looking forward to speaking with all of the parents and union members. I've been talking about authentic engagement and re-looking at the Build Yes plan and working with the mayor and the school committee as we begin to think about resources that our students need. So hoping that the facilities plan will be driven by the strategic direction that the parents and community are telling me that is needed for our children to succeed.
Let me ask about inequality. Boston's exam schools have national reputations, but the student body does not reflect the school district. Black and Latino students are well underrepresented. How do you plan to take on that issue?
Well, one of the things that we really need to look at is high-quality schools across every neighborhood, and that came out clear when I was interviewing for the position that parents and community members were asking for high-quality schools in their neighborhood close to home. And so we'll be looking to add rigor into all of our schools as well as work toward diversity and within all of our schools.
So then you support the idea of having an array of options for students and parents, exam schools, and open enrollment schools?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone knows that the best way to get high-quality schools is to have them in every neighborhood and to add more rigor across all our schools.
As you know, many people in Boston feel that they've been shut out of school district decisions. Some want to go back to voting for the school committee in Boston rather than having school committee members appointed by the mayor. It won't be your decision to make on that issue, but what do you make of that idea?
Well, I would just say that one of the reasons that I came to Boston was mayoral control of schools. I just think it's a good model. And I've also been very interested in looking at not only the inside factors of school, but also much of the factors that impact student success. And so I really think that a partnership with the mayor and his cabinet is one of the reasons that I got out working for Boston Public Schools. So I'm hoping it's going to be an all hands on deck. And here we go. And let's get excited. Not worry so much about the elected school board anymore, but how do we all get engaged and move forward for our children?
As a former state education commissioner in Minnesota, of course, you're used to dealing with state lawmakers. You are arriving at a time here in Massachusetts when lawmakers up on Beacon Hill are debating an overhaul of how schools across Massachusetts are funded. There are two competing proposals. Boston is wealthier than most other urban school districts, and budget watchdogs say that lawmakers will have to go with the more costly of the two proposals for the city of Boston to benefit in a new school funding formula. Do you plan to advocate for that bill known as the Promise Act? And what's the argument for it if you are?
Well, I absolutely do plan to advocate at the State House for more funding for our students. Even though Boston is a wealthier city, our kids are poor. And so we want to make sure that our resources get to our most vulnerable students. And that's what I've been doing for the past 8 years. So it's something I know. I consider myself a budget expert. I've already been down to the State House and met with the Boston delegation. I look forward to meeting with the K-12 chairs and working alongside them to enact budget policies that will be beneficial to Boston students and Massachusetts students as well.
Lastly, Superintendent, let me ask you, what's your message for students and parents today on your first day on the job?
Just that I'm so excited to meet every single one of you and can't wait to partner with you and and achieving all the great things that we can for our children.
Brenda Caselius begins today as the new superintendent of Boston Public Schools. Thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition, and very good luck to you.
Well, thank you, Bob. Have a great day.